Have you heard Jesus is coming back for his bride? And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Read Revelation 22:17. And who's the bride? Read Ephesians 5:27. Visit the website now. And the Spirit and the bride say, come.org. Mail correspondence to And the Spirit and the bride say, come. P.O. Box 210, Stone Mountain, Georgia 30086. Or send an email to info@andthespiritandthebridesaycome.org.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, and welcome once again to our broadcast. We thank the Lord for this opportunity, and we thank you for tuning in and being with us today. I'm your broadcast announcer, Elder David Mars, and our broadcast is, And the Spirit and the Bride Say Come. We thank the Lord for this opportunity to come before you with our broadcast today. We always like to begin our broadcast with a prayer. Would you bow your heads? Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that you've given us today, that we may share your word with your people. We pray that you be in the broadcast. Someone may be healed, saved, and delivered through your word. We claim it in Jesus' name. By faith, amen, and thank you, Jesus. Well, my friend, here it is again. Here we are announcing that Jesus is on his way back for his bride. Not a fiance, not a girlfriend, and not a social partner, but he's on his way back for his church. Not with a spot and a wrinkle, but he's coming back for his church. Our broadcast is entitled today, The Bride of Christ, There's a Great Day A-Coming. The Bride of Christ, There's a Great Day, hallelujah, hallelujah, a great day A-Coming. I'm sure you would agree with me that history has recorded many a great day. There were some that were good, some that were bad, and unfortunately, some that was ugly. But my friend, I'm here to tell you there's a greater day coming than that. The book of Joel, the second chapter and the first verse, tells us about it. Get your Bible and we'll read it together. That's the book of Joel, second chapter in the first verse. It said, blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. Yes, my friend, the book of Joel describes that day as the day of the Lord. And you know something? You know something about that day? It's already been appointed. Yes, that day have already been appointed. That day is decided beforehand. Anything that the Lord appoints will come to pass. Man has his plans, but when the Lord plans and appoints beforehand, it will come to pass no matter how long it takes. It will come to pass. Go to the book of Acts 17 and 31. It'll tell you about that day, because he have appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath appointed, whereof he have given assurance unto all men, in that he have raised him from the dead. Did you hear that, my friend? The Bible declares that that day is appointed and it shall come to pass. Things will not remain the same as they are. Man think they will, but they will not remain the same as they are. There is an appointed day. The Lord will have his day. Glory. Man is having his day. He's claiming to be in charge, but the Lord will have his day. It's already appointed. Yes, it is. And listen to what 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 2nd verse, have to say about it. 1 Thessalonians, 5th chapter and the 2nd verse. Listen at what it has to say about it. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 2.
And it reads, "For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." Let me read that again. "For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." In other words, this verse is saying that we already know it. No matter what kind of front, glory to God, that we're putting up, we already know it. If you don't believe it, let something happen. And the first thing that comes out of our mouth is, "Lord, have mercy." We know it. A lot of us don't want to admit it or believe it. But the Bible said, you know it perfectly, that this day is coming. Yes, sir, my friend. That's what the scripture said. No matter how we are denying it, dismissing it, rejecting it, and avoiding the issue, it will not change one thing. We may put up a good front, but it will not change one thing. The Bible said the day of the Lord will come. Yes, yes. And then the scripture tells us how it will come. The Bible tells us how it will come. Go to 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3. It tells us how it's going to come. Listen to this. It says, "Let no man deceive you by any means." Don't be deceived. Look around, but don't be deceived. Watch as well as pray, for that day will not come except there coming a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, this is very important, my friend. I think I need to read that scripture again. Get your Bible. It said, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." You see, the Bible gives us two major signs of the coming of that day. Two major signs. Now, there are many signs, but the Bible gives us two major signs that will precede the day of the Lord. Two major signs. The scripture have just told us that. You just heard me read it. The first one is that we'll be a falling away. Now, when we hear the word falling away sometimes in the scripture, we think that it automatically means the epidemic that have just passed through the land. And it shut down churches all over the world. So we contribute sometimes that scripture as saying there will be a falling away because of the epidemic. But the truth of the, glory to God, the truth of the matter, my friend, is if we consider how things have been going, maybe we were falling away before the epidemic was ever heard of. Oh yes, think about it. Maybe there was a falling away before it ever came up to pass. You see, you can sit in the front row of the church, glory to God, on the very front row and still be falling away. Falling away means more than just being there. We can be falling away in the, how are you gonna do that? How are you gonna be on the front row of the church and be falling away? Because we're falling away from the word of God. Glory. We're falling away from the truth. Therefore, we are falling away. We can put it on the epidemic. We can put it on this and that, but we are falling away from the Lord, from his word and truth. Look around if you don't believe it. Look at what's happening in the world. The truth the word of God is under attack by this generation. Man don't want to hear the truth. He makes up his own truth. And what he says is the truth, no matter how ridiculous it may be, how unfounded, how untruthful. If he said, then it is the truth according to him. A falling away. Look out. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. A falling away from the word of God and the truth. Oh, yes. When we think about falling away, we see the natural. That's what we look at, the natural side of it. We contributed to the finance is falling away. We're not raising the money we used to raise in church. Oh, thank you. Glory. And we say there's a falling away. It go farther than that, my friend. It go farther than that. It go farther than the offering. It's falling away from the word of God. That's the first sign. Then the second sign. Listen to this. The Bible just said it. You heard me read it. The son of perdition, the Antichrist, will appear before the coming of that great day. The Antichrist will appear before the coming of that great day, opposing and exalting himself above all that is called God or that is worship. That's straight out of the Bible. The Antichrist is on the way with all of his tricks and his seductions, seducing and trying to fool the whole world. It will appear before that great day. So many great days have come and gone. Go to Romans, the 14th chapter and the 5th verse. Listen at what it said. One man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day. Man is having his day right now. He's picking days and he's esteeming them and calling them great. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. We've had some great days, but let me tell you something. There's a greater day coming than that. Woo, glory to God. There's a greater day, my friend, that's coming than what man have recorded. We're tied up and tangled up in his day, but there's a greater day coming than what man has recorded. A greater day coming than that. Oh, yes. A day without fault before the throne of God. What day are you talking about? What day? Go to Revelation 14 and 1. Look out now. Hallelujah. We're going to look at that day. The greater day that's coming than that. Revelation 14 and 1. Here it is, my friend. Glory to God. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion. Oh, it's about to happen now. Oh, yes. And with him, 144,000. Having his father's name written in their foreheads. A great day. A great day has come. Greater day coming than that have already came, that man have put up and esteemed. You just heard me read it. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000. I believe it, my friend. It's going to happen. That day is coming. Having the Father's name. Listen to that. His name, the Father's name, written in their foreheads. That is the great day of the Lord being manifested, standing on Mount Zion, John saw him standing on Mount Zion. He stood there, and with him 144,000, having the Father's name written in their foreheads. Some may say, so what's so great about that day? Well, finally, after centuries of toiling in the valley, we've been toiling. Oh, yes. His church, his bride, have been toiling in the valley of desperation and despair. But finally, the church, the bride, his body, have reached the mountain. Woo, glory to God. Hey, we reached the mountaintop. Dr. King, he looked over and seen it. He said, I might not get there with you, but one day, we'll get there. My friend, you just heard it right there. Ooh, I feel like getting up from here. Thank you. There they stood with the Lamb of God. Well, you say, they've been there before? Yes. Did not Moses go up on the mountain and the Lord gave him the Ten Commandments? Yes, he did. Did not Abraham take his son Isaac on the mountain for the sacrifice? Yes, he did. Did not Peter, James, and John accompany Jesus to the Mount of Transfiguration? Yes, they did. But this great day is different, my friend. Ooh, it's different. Glory. This great day is different. How is it different? It's different. Because every one of them except Jesus, every one of them except Jesus that went up on the mountain had to come down. Glory. Yes, they did. Moses came down. Abraham came down. Peter, James, and John, they came down. Not so with these. They're not coming down. They're going to stay there. On the mountaintop. How do you know? Because the Bible says they have the Father's name written in their forehead. My fear, do you see what I'm talking about? Glory to God. It's different. The Father's name is written. The authority is written. He put his name upon them. They're not coming down. Now don't get it mixed up with the mark of the beast. You see, the devil is a copycat. Glory to God. Woo. Everything that the Lord have done, Satan have tried to copy it. Satan has his mark. Satan have a mark. But he don't have a name. We want the name of the Father written in our forehead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. These had that name. Somebody say, well, that was back then. That was only for the 144,000. That's not for us now. I beg the difference. Because if you read this chapter, Revelation 14, 1 on down, you will read that these are redeemed. Not only have they been redeemed, but they are the first fruits. The first fruits, but not the last. Hallelujah. That is us. That's us, my friend. Hallelujah. We might not be in the first fruits, but a provision has been made. Glory to God. If you read Revelation 7 and 8, John said, after this, look out. I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white, with palms in their hands. Hallelujah. If I can just make that crowd right there, I'd be satisfied. I might not be in the first fruit. But if I could just make that crowd that John said, lo, I seen a multitude that no man could number. They were standing there in white. That's us, my friend. I don't care what the world say. The devil can say anything you want to say. I'm going to believe the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A great day is coming. Oh, yes, it is. And you know what? That great day starts right now. That great day starts right now. We don't need to wait and reckon and wondering, will I make it? The scripture said, listen at what it says. In the book of 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter and the 2nd verse. Listen at what it says. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Don't wait, my friend. There's a greater day that's coming. That day when we'll stand with Jesus, the Lamb of God. Oh my, I believe that. That's what keeps me going. I do not care one bit what man said. I used to be buffered and tossed about because I hear this and hear that. I don't do it anymore. I'm standing on the word. Jesus said it, and I believe it. I believe every word that he says. If he said we're going to stand, his bride, his body is going to stand with him, in that great day, I believe it. I believe it. Hallelujah. The Bible said, now is the acceptable day. Now is the time, the day of salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now is the time, my friend. Get ready. Hallelujah. Get ready. Revelation 19:7 says, rejoice, for the marriage supper of the Lamb is come, and his wife have made herself ready. The church, his bride, is making herself ready to stand on Mount Zion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With him. There's a greater day coming than that man have esteemed up. No matter what day he's esteemed. All the way back to Columbus and exploring. Coming to the United States. All over the world. Great day. But there's a greater day coming than that. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Thank you today for tuning in and being with us, my friend. We pray that you will continue to follow us. You can follow us on our website and the Spirit and the Bride say come.org. Go to the contact page, click on the links. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. If you happen to go to YouTube, be sure you subscribe to the channel. Click the notification bell. It will enable us to continue these broadcasts. Continue to pray for us. That's all we asked. We got to make it. We see the light at the end of the tunnel through the word of God. Hallelujah. We just got to believe it, and it will come alive within us. It will take root in us like a mustard tree that starts with a little seed and grows into a giant tree. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. There was a time, my friend, when I looked the other way because I was interested in my day. Glory. Watch out now. Oh, it was about my day. But it's about the day of the Lord. Because my day and every other day is going to pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot or tittle of his word shall pass away. Thank you, Jesus. We thank the Lord. Glory to God. We are excited about it. You know why? Because the best is yet to come. We're on our way to that new Jerusalem, and we're living in a blessed hope, my friend, that we're going to meet you there.
Let us go to the new Jerusalem. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride say come. We will all sing a brand new song. Let us go to the new Jerusalem. Let us go to the new Jerusalem. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride say come. We will all sing a brand new song. Let us go to the new Jerusalem. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride say come. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride say come. Spirit and the Bride say come.